DW.
If you've ever gone snorkeling or scuba diving on a coral reef, you might know just how remarkably noisy those places are. Young fish actually rely on those sounds to find a reef to settle into. And sadly, that sound is getting scarce. Coral reefs are under threat worldwide, and one of the main factors is climate change. When reefs are damaged, their sound changes. I spoke to Tim Gordon, a marine biologist at the University of Exeter in England, about his research into restoring Australia's Great Barrier Reef.
One of the things we noticed when the reef was damaged was that it went quiet. You could hear the degradation on the reef because all of the animals that are usually there and are usually so busy and active and make so much noise on a reef, they were gone. And in their place was an eerie silence. But we thought, actually, maybe on a small scale, in a restoration context, if we brought the sound back, then we might bring the fish back and that might help the whole system to recover. So we tried this out, and sure enough, by playing the sounds of a healthy reef, we could attract twice as many fish than normal onto the habitat. And the hope is that by attracting those fish, we can accelerate the recolonization of degraded or of newly restored habitat.
And I was wondering if we could listen to the healthy reef snapping shrimp sound. It's such a wonderful crackling. And I asked myself, what is it that's making those sounds?
Yeah, so that crackling sound is what you hear on coral reefs all the time. That sort of high-pitched, sort of sounds like static, doesn't it? Or frying bacon or something. And that's the sound of hundreds and thousands of snapping shrimp all clicking their claws. You very rarely see them because they sort of burrow away in holes on the reef or they hide inside corals and things. But you hear them snapping their claws as they communicate with each other.
How big are these shrimp?
They're no bigger than your little finger. One of the smallest animals on the reef is one of its loudest.
My pinky finger, huh?
So you hear those shrimp at a crackle, and then in amongst the shrimp, you might have heard some slightly lower pitch sort of popping sounds, and those sort of come in under the shrimp noise. You can hear the sounds of fish there. So I've taken the shrimp noise, and then I've stitched in fish sounds that I've recorded in many separate recordings all together as one, so it's kind of like a highlights reel.
Oh, cool. There's kind of some grunting and some sort of chirping.
Yeah, some grunts and chirps, some knocking sounds, quite a few sort of percussive chattering sounds, aren't there? And that really reflects the diversity of the different sound types that you can hear from different fish.
Yeah, wonderful. And what gave you the idea for this?
Our research group has been studying the sounds that you can hear on coral reefs for decades. We've sort of marveled at all of the different sounds there are, tried to understand what different individual fish are using sound for in their lives, looked at the impact of human noise pollution on reefs, and then when reefs degrade, heard them die and heard the sound go quiet. So really, our response to that tragedy was to try and think, well, how can we use what we understand? How can we use our knowledge of coral reef systems to help them recover?
Is this kind of a fake it till you make it, or why do you think that it worked that way?
Yeah, the fish are certainly attracted by the sound, and they seem to stay there. We now hope that by attracting more juvenile fish, we can speed up the recovery of the whole system. So fish are really important for reefs. They play lots of important roles on the reef. They graze away algae. They form associations with anemones and with other animals on the reef. So we hope that by boosting the fish recolonization rate, we might speed up the recovery on a small scale of that patch of reef.
Yeah, there were some very devastating findings around degradation of coral reefs worldwide. And what was it, the prediction that by 2050, 90% of reefs would be gone? What is the current state of the Great Barrier Reef and coral reefs worldwide?
Coral reefs worldwide are some of the most unique, most diverse, and most valuable ecosystems we have. Despite covering less than 0.1% of the ocean's floor, they're home to more than a quarter of the animals in the ocean. So they're astonishingly diverse. They're really important for coastal communities of people worldwide. People rely on reefs to feed them, to give them income, to protect their homes from storms. And yet, despite being so diverse and so valuable, they're also the most threatened of all ecosystems in the world, especially by overfishing, by water pollution, and most importantly, by climate change.
And has anything changed with the Great Barrier Reef in the past couple of years?
The damage we've seen on the Great Barrier Reef in the last 5 years is more severe than anything we've ever seen in human history. The level of marine heat waves and the bleaching that they cause has caused devastating coral mortality. More than half of the reef has died in a very short space of time. And the future outcomes for the reef are going to be very poor indeed, unless there is rapid and decisive action on global carbon emissions.
Let's have a listen to this degraded reef snapping so we could kind of compare. Okay, so that's like the snapping we heard on the healthy reef, but just a lot less.
Yeah, you can hear the overall volume is quieter. You can also hear that there's much less activity going on. So as well as a decrease in volume, there's a decrease in the sort of complexity of the soundscape. There are fewer sounds, there's less activity, and really that reflects what you can see. There's less life on the reef, there's less activity.
You know, and I'm an avid snorkeler, and I remember this sound very clearly, and I always was like, you have this feeling like you're swimming just along the sandy ocean bottom, and then you hear it far away, and as you get closer and closer to the reef, it gets louder and louder, and just kind of the sound of life, isn't it?
Yeah, and your experience there as you swim towards a reef, it getting louder and louder, is actually exactly the same experience that these baby fish have. So they start life, they develop way out in the blue, in the deep sea. And then as they grow up, they come to this point in their life where they have to find a reef and settle on a reef and colonize a reef. And they find it by listening. They can hear this reef sound that travels very far underwater, and they swim towards those sounds, choose the habitats from distance, and arrive by listening, just like you did.
Has the COVID-19 pandemic affected coral reefs? And if so, how?
I think what we're seeing with the COVID-19 pandemic is both that there is now more space for nature in general, and also that we are appreciating the nature around us more. There are reports that whales and dolphins are appearing in places where they never usually would because there's far less traffic, far less noise pollution underwater. I'm not suggesting that the lockdown is a sustainable way of life, but what happens if human pressure is lifted? It demonstrates, I think, the ability of marine life, and in fact life all over the world, to very quickly bounce back and to take up that space. It shows that any positive changes we can make in terms of the sustainability of our lifestyle and our practices will result in positive changes in the environments around us. DW.